I know Mom always wanted you to be a doctor. But considering the results of a new study by Wallidove, if Mom lives in New Jersey, well, she might not see much of you. While there's money in medicine, New Jersey does not present much of a welcome mat for the members of the medical profession. Here with us now, with the details about how New Jersey is financially unfriendly for doctors, is Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. How are you, Jill?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And you can check out their survey, which we have a direct link to at our site, but the Wallet Hub is always doing a lot of great informative situations. You can check it all out at wallethub.com. But as I said, Jill, we're looking specifically at your study regarding the 2018's best and worst states for doctors, and on the rank of 50, how's New Jersey rank?
Well, it's 51 because we included D.C.,
okay.
And New Jersey is that 51st spot. So number one would be the best. New Jersey, unfortunately, is the worst place to be a doctor.
Yeah, we're kind of used to being on the back end of most of these studies, no matter what the topic is. But regarding the study, what were some of the aspects that you looked at? And is there any ray of sunshine as far as New Jersey is concerned?
There is a small ray. So we looked at opportunity and competition. And the bottom line is that it's a very competitive place to be a doctor in New Jersey. Not a lot of job opportunities. And while physicians are still making a lot of money, the cost of living is still pretty high. Taxes are high. And what's the highest is actually the malpractice liability insurance. Doctors are paying around $40,000 per year on that alone. And for good reason, doctors are getting sued in New Jersey more than many other states. So the malpractice award payout is pretty high, and that's not necessarily a good thing when you're the doctor.
It's a photo finish. What's the highest per capita number in New Jersey, doctors or lawyers?
That's, I think, a tie almost, but I would say there's more lawyers.
Yes, sir. You're probably right. And, you know, we've seen, I've talked to other people who it seems like the trend or the way to survive in New Jersey, a standalone practice is almost a thing of the past in the state there. They're joining practices or becoming part of hospital networks. It's sort of like, well, can't stand alone. Maybe the strength in numbers.
Exactly. And there are some good things about New Jersey. One, it has a really good quality public hospital system. So they have people coming even from out of state to come into certain hospitals there. And it has a very high insured rate. So more people are coming in. That basically equates to more pay for doctors. So definitely some silver linings there.
There's also hope for the future for the medical professionals, too, because the projected percentage of population age 65 and older by 2030 is on the upside for New Jersey, which, you know, for basic biological needs and medical needs, that means more prospective business for doctors, the more older people that there are in any one location.
Exactly. A lot of those baby boomers, I mean, across the country, we're seeing a pretty high share of the elderly population. In New Jersey, though, it's a little bit higher than most other states. So, again, better for doctors.
And for you listening, if you wondered who's keeping New Jersey company at the bottom of the list, of course, New Jersey at 51, Rhode Island, not much better at 50. And you look at some going up the bottom 10, I guess we'd say, New Jersey, Rhode Island, New York, Hawaii, D.C., Massachusetts, Oregon, Maryland, California, and Illinois. You would think, though, with California, they ranked number 43, state like that would have had maybe a little more on the ball than that. I mean, they seem to be good with the medical environment rank, but it's the opportunity and competition that California fell flat on.
Exactly. Again, fewer opportunities, a lot of competition, fewer hospitals per capita, which you get in any, you know, densely populated state. So, again, California has some of the same problems in terms of opportunity that New Jersey has.
So, Jill Gonzalez, who is an analyst with Wallet Hub, about their 2018 Best and Worst States for Doctors study, which you can see at wallethub.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the top of the list, number one was South Dakota, followed by Nebraska, Idaho, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kansas, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming. Those were the top 10, and there's some odd occurrences there, too. For example, with number three, Idaho, they were actually number one in opportunity and competition, but again, like with the opposite of California, they were 17 with the medical environment rank.
Yes, places like Idaho, Iowa, the Dakotas, there's a lot of opportunity there. A lot of rural places have a doctor shortage. So while that might be bad for patients right now, that's good for doctors because they can kind of quickly get in there where they can't do that in New Jersey and New York, et cetera. So those places with doctor shortages right now, because their competition is so low, the opportunities are so great, that's why they ranked a little bit higher there. And of course, doctors are still making great money and cost of living is so much better.
Like one of the breakdowns you had too, the least and the most punitive state medical boards, I guess the more physician-friendly states in that regard are Maine, D.C., Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Hawaii. So if I'm looking at the list right, the worst states for the doctors are the states where they're least likely to get called on the carpet. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that doctors look for state medical boards that are not as punitive, and you'll see a pretty good correlation. That's where doctors are getting sued less. That's where malpractice liability rates are a lot less as well. So, you know, when you can pay $10,000 or $20,000 for malpractice insurance versus $40,000 or $50,000 in a lot of the northeastern states, I mean, that's a lot of your paycheck that you get to keep.
We mentioned, too, before that one of the best numbers for New Jersey was the 27th ranking for the insured population rate. And some would assume, too, that was probably due to the expansion of Medicaid in the state by former Governor Christie. But with the changes that are currently in place with the mandate going away and other changes that are being consistently proposed with Obamacare, that could shake up and even worsen New Jersey's ranking if people start losing health coverage through those methods.
Exactly. A lot of states that did expand Medicaid, et cetera, have better insured rates. And that is better for doctors. And that's why we did this study in the first place. You know, it's a very interesting landscape right now when it comes to the physician community. And doctors are really looking carefully about where they're relocating. So that's why this is so important right now.
Does a study like this also give hospital network administrators a heads up, too? Because hospital consolidation, especially in the urban areas in New Jersey, seem to be a trend for a while. It's calmed down a bit, but they even had hospitals turn into outpatient care centers instead of inpatient care centers, just for, I guess, cost-cutting, economics, whatever the case may be. But that's diluting, that's dimming the welcome mat for doctors, which obviously at the here and now is a concern, but down the line, if the doctor and nurse population drops dramatically, that's going to have an obvious impact in the future on healthcare for our state.
Exactly. So that's one kind of reason why we're looking at this. Public hospital systems, you know, a lot of these hospitals are kind of getting condensed, as you said. We also looked into physician assistants per capita. We've seen that kind of on the rise, which is good for doctors because it cuts down on their workload. For patients, it cuts down on their face-to-face time with the doctors. But that ends up being better for the doctors themselves so that they can get more patients and obviously do a little bit better for themselves.
As usual, Wallet Hub comes through with a very informative, very easy to understand, yet some vital statistics that not just tell you about the here and now, but give you a heads up about potential problems in the future when it comes to healthcare. And those are problems you definitely want to avoid. So hopefully those in decision-making seats will get wind of this study and learn from it, which you can as well at WalletHub.com. Look for the 2018 Best and Worst States for Doctors. We've been joined by Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. Jill, always an education. Thanks for being here.
Anytime.